The owner of the Polaris building is optimistic about financing renovation of the long-vacant downtown Fairbanks high-rise. Anchorage developer Mark Marlowe reported to the Fairbanks City Council that he planned to file a federal loan guarantee application with the Bureau of Indian Affairs this week.
More than any other time, I think the stars have lined up pretty well for us. The interest rates are where they need to be. There is loan guarantee money available for the state of Alaska, for the nation through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's an interesting project that deserves to be built, will make a huge impact on this community. And there's $3.3 billion coming down the pipeline that's already authorized by Congress that is going to go somewhere.
That $3.3 billion is for the federal New Market Tax Credit Program. Marlowe plans to apply to help cover a portion of the estimated $21 million, the Polaris project, that's not otherwise financeable. The program helps cover the cost of urban renewal projects that don't pencil out, and Marlowe said that's the case with the Polaris.
The conundrum with the building is that it costs more to open it and make it useful again than it's worth in this marketplace. And that is exactly what this New Market Tax Credit Program was developed by Congress to mitigate.
Renovation of the 11-story high-rise into more than 100 apartments plus retail space is estimated to cost $5 million more than what the building is projected to be worth when it's done. Marlowe said he expects to hear back from the BIA about the loan guarantee by the end of March, and if successful, apply for new market tax credits in May. If it all goes through, Marlowe said he plans to start work on the Polaris this summer. After listening to Marlowe, Councilmember Jim Matherly, a former banker, expressed cautious optimism about the project.
We're going to have to wait and see what happens. But he's done enough work on it, and the feds have put some money aside on this thing, that if he can go to them and say, look, I've got a backer already, I think it strengthens what's there. And that's my banker side in me coming out. It just looks stronger than it did before. To me, it looks stronger, and he's a step closer.
Last fall, the city gave Marlowe a September deadline to get construction permits for the Polaris project or face condemnation of the building. The ultimatum was rescinded by the council after Marlowe asked for more time, indicating he was making progress. Mayor John Eberhardt says he's hopeful something can finally happen.
I'd say I'm the most optimistic I've been, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating, so we're going to see if he gets a loan and if this work actually starts this summer.
Eberhardt says if Marlowe's plan doesn't materialize, the city council may have to reconsider condemnation of the Polaris, adding that if the city did take ownership, it doesn't have the estimated $5 to $6 million it would cost to demolish the concrete structure.